broadcasting from the beautiful state of Iowa, in particular Pella, which is central. Do I have that right? I've looked on the map coming. We're pretty centralized here.
You're right in the heart of the USA, and all those beautiful Pella windows and doors are made across the USA, and this is our largest manufacturing facility here in Pella, Iowa, and our corporate headquarters. And the team at Pella Windows and Doors is so excited to have the Rosie on the House team broadcasting live from beautiful Pella, Iowa.
And I will say, I've been to Iowa once. We drove up here to see some friends in Anita, Iowa. This was before I was 10. I don't remember the hills. I had the idea I was coming to a pancake. There's some beautiful rolling hills.
Well, we make pancakes here during tulip time. They're called Pofferjies.
Pofferjies.
But the Pella, Iowa terrain is rolling, hilly, full of beautiful trees and great people who do keep their yards neat as a pin.
Boy, they do. They really do. It's a gorgeous little community, that's for sure. And it's my first trip ever to Iowa. I've never been in the state. So.
Well, you'll have to make it a habit and come back to Pella, Iowa.
Well, I'll tell you what.
Because we'd like to make this a tradition.
Now that I know Des Moines is the home of the Blue Ribbon Bacon Festival, I may just be here a lot more often.
Well, and you know, we've got some fine meat markets here in Pella, Iowa, and lots of great bakeries, and of course, the fabulous Pella Windows and Doors.
They have a bologna that's called specifically Pella Bologna that's made right here. Apparently, you can find it at a few grocery stores throughout Iowa, but it's predominantly here.
It's great. And a fun little historical fact.
Our
Pella Window and Door
yesterday.
Salesman. Oh, you had a good choice. But our salesman used to leave a ring of bologna behind in the early days of Pella Windows and Doors. Today, you can get that Pella bologna online and when you're here visiting Pella, Iowa. And that's no bologna.
We're taking some home. That was an excellent sandwich. It really was. Romy, why don't we get to our caller from Phoenix who's actually calling with a window issue on line 3. Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm very good, thank you. How are you, Rosie?
Super fantastic. It's a great Saturday morning.
Great. Well, I hear you're in Iowa, where my dear Aunt Jessie, who's 93 years old, still lives on the farm where I used to vacation when I was a little girl.
Boy, it's a beautiful part.
She's in Corning, Iowa.
Corning, Iowa.
I've been there, and I have friends there. Southwest Iowa.
All right,
yep,
very
Southwest.
Good. Well, then that would have to be close to Anita, then. Where you have been must be in the similar area.
And not far from Omaha.
Is your name Deb?
Beverly.
Beverly. Okay, Bev.
Okay,
Beverly. What is your question, dear?
Rosie, I have some nice new windows, not real new, 5 years old or so, but they're just not going up and down right. And I had read that perhaps the weights inside the mechanisms need to be adjusted, and I can't figure out how to do that. Is there somebody you can recommend?
Well, can you give me a brand name of the window? Are they aluminum windows?
No, they're nice windows, but I shouldn't say the name of them.
No, you can't. Go ahead. Nobody's.
They're Anderson windows.
Okay, they're Anderson windows, and they're double hung, I assume, and they lift.
Correct.
The bottom half lifts up, the top half
Correct.
Lifts down, and
Correct.
You're having trouble with the windows. Do one window operating correctly, or
well. One's really bad. The others are like, and I keep telling my husband, shouldn't these, you know, do different? And I looked online. It sure looks like there's a way to adjust all that, but it looks kind of scary. So.
Yeah. Well, I will tell you what. I know there are several Anderson window factory repair warranty specialists in the Phoenix market. I would call one of the, and I do not have that number handy, but if Nancy, our call screener, will get your number, I can certainly track down the Anderson warranty folks, and I know they'd get there and get you taken care of, because those windows should not be tough to operate. They really shouldn't be tough at all.
But, you know, obviously we knew they weren't Pella windows, so she wouldn't be calling with a problem.
Well, that is a good product. We're not big fans of the vinyl cladding, but other than that, they're a good window. Let's stay with the phone lines and get back to Shannon calling on flooring from Phoenix. Good morning, Shannon. That opens a line for the rest of you at 1-888-767-4348. Good morning, Shannon.
Good morning, Rosie. I've used your referral network for years, and I have a question about luxury vinyl flooring, but before we get started, I should probably mention that I'm about halfway through replacing all the windows in my home with Pella windows, and I've been very satisfied.
All right. Very good.
But, what product line did you go with?
The fiberglass. I think it's called, what, the Imperva?
It is. When I built my home in 06, yeah, I put those in. They're a very good window.
I have about five windows to go.
Well, I'll tell you, Shannon, what I can't understand is once you're familiar with the Impervia line, I don't know how aluminum window companies even stay in business. I really don't. The fiberglass product is a great product. I'm glad to hear the personal testimony from you. Thanks a million. Now, what's your question?
My question is, we've been looking at flooring options. We've been looking at engineered. We've looked at laminate. And we're getting very interested in luxury vinyl flooring due to some concerns with pets and water,
good,
that sort of thing.
Good.
Trying to figure out your opinion on luxury vinyl in general, and then maybe some discussion on a DIY click product or using a professional to do a glue down.
Okay. I am actually a very big fan of the luxury vinyl. Now, and I'm so old-fashioned that I even like it to the point where you do it in a sheet good, and then you roll it up the wall with a cant strip installed, and it becomes your baseboard and your flooring, and then you decorative detail the top of that. And then when it's time to clean the house, Shannon, all you have to do is open the door and hose it out. Man, it's just like pressure wash the floor and you're done. None of this water mopping and picking the water up and stuff. You're just pressure washing and sweeping out the door. If you're in need of it professionally done, you can go to RosieOnTheHouse.com. You know we've got some great floor covering experts there. It's an excellent flooring choice. Thanks for the call and the testimony.
Keep Rosie on the House the number one referral directory in the state by voting at RosieOnTheHouse.com or Ranking Arizona.